to Another Mother Podcast, a safe place for stepmoms to unravel the blended chaos and share lessons learned, the good, the bad, and the high conflict.
I'm your host, Dana.
And I'm Amanda.
Just a couple of stepmoms who have struggled to find their role. Now let's grab a drink and talk some shit.
So our last couple episodes, we have tried to start something out on a positive note, since we all know where these conversations can lead. As we all know, with COVID, none of us have been getting out a lot. My husband went to a UFC night with his friends, and I couldn't get a sitter, and I was tired, so I just stayed home, and I made them a spinach dip, and I put saran wrap on it. I had the Sharpie. I was about to write, put in the oven, bake. This is the temperature. This is how long. And I was like, no, I don't want him to, like, feel stupid or, like, I'm treating him like a kid or something. He gets home, like, a few hours later, and the bowl's like half eaten, which is not normal for his friends and my cooking. So I was a little bit offended, and I looked and it was raw. Like, he fed them cold mayo, sour cream, spices, and like half frozen spinach mixed up in a bowl. And then I saw them not that long ago, and they were like, wow, that spinach dip was so good. And I was like, guys.
You're like, and no.
So safe to say, I have to remember he doesn't go out much anymore.
and label.
And label everything, yeah.
And label everything. Oh, that's awesome. That's totally funny. Oh my God.
So since we just kind of came up on our 1 year COVID anniversary, we thought it would be good to go over maybe some things that have changed in our lives the last year, like coping strategies, mom hacks, anything really.
If things weren't hard enough as being blended, it's blended and COVID.
Exactly.
I feel like. So, yeah, no, I think, honestly, that was the first thing I thought of when, like, this whole thing started was, like, how are people handling this? And I remember being like, oh, my God, do we keep her?
Yeah.
Does someone keep her? Do we keep her? Do they keep her? And, like, do they get her back? Like,
yeah. Well, we lived 5 hours from my stepdaughter's bio mom when COVID first started last year. We've moved closer since. But yeah, when COVID started in March, she didn't go up and see her mom until school ended middle of June or end of June.
Oh man.
That wasn't particularly our choice, but because everything was closed, it kind of makes it difficult to do that trip with kids and
yeah,
10 hours round trip. And her bio mom doesn't drive. So essentially it was me.
Oh, she doesn't drive?
No. So it was me doing 10-hour round trips with 3 kids.
Oh, girl, you're a hero.
So I didn't, though, but I homeschooled her, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the homeschooling journey, everything. Were you guys like, I mean, I think all of us in the beginning were pretty confused and scared. Were you guys like taking the precautions and stuff in the beginning?
I think the first couple months for sure we were like, we'd rather be safe than sorry. I think the world in general was kind of like, we're so go 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 that a little bit of downtime is welcomed.
Yes.
I think that's yeah, how quickly things started, but it didn't take long for me to notice the mental toll that it took on not only me but my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely had to figure out how to live life the way that we needed to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you guys? What do you think was the hardest challenge?
I was like rooting for extracurriculars to get shut down because I was wiped. I was like, you know what? It wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I felt bad for the kids.
Yeah.
But it was just like, you just did what you needed to do for, you know, to like stay healthy and not sick.
And I think at that time things were changing like day by day.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, it seemed like it was like, you know, people were just dropping dead in the street. So it was kind of like, we were like, I guess we could just like we just continued working anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's funny to think we need our paychecks.
Yeah.
So, but I think I was just nervous more or less of just, was my stepdaughter's mom gonna like start texting my spouse and being like, hey, we think we should keep her and not give her back, kind of thing. So that was kind of a fear of mine. But luckily, like, I feel like we've all, like, I don't even think any of us have really talked about it. I think we just all kind of continued on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I've said before, I don't really do the communication, but I don't know if they ever had communication past Amanda's not driving 10 hours with no bathrooms open.
I mean, it makes sense, though. I mean, if you really need her, maybe she could find, does she have family, maybe, that she could have?
No, not really. I mean, if it was an emergency or something, we would have, but
yeah,
she was going there in the summer for 4 weeks, so it was just kind of like, I think the only thing she missed actually was spring break, because she wouldn't have seen her in the in-between anyways.
Oh, okay. That's just kind of how it was at first.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, so did things, I guess the move is what majorly changed your scenario then?
Yeah, it kind of did. Yes and no. I think there was a lot of things leading up to it. So when school finished after I had homeschooled her for that long, I wanted to get her like certain counseling, and my doctor had recommended a couple different routes to take. So I did have all those things set up, and then when she went to see her mom, she didn't continue any of them. She didn't sign off on anything. So all of the things that I was trying to build up over the summer before she went back to school, I just felt sabotaged. So
yeah, that's
the reason why I've hit a lot of the boundaries that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Us moving was mostly just because if we weren't going to be primary, she's not very, she doesn't work well with us. Right. So we knew that if we weren't going to be living 10, 15 minutes away, we just weren't going to see her. Like, we probably would have seen her for our 4 weeks in the summer and every other Christmas.
Wow.
Yeah. So that changed things a lot, but I mean, it's been fine since we've been closer.
That's good. Wow. What a move you guys made. I totally understand it now. Cause I was like, oh, come closer to us, but you just went super far, but I get why you did.
Yeah. Calgary would have been way more beautiful and that much closer to Texas.
Absolutely. I know. We're making that move one day.
One day on my vision board.
It's so funny that you guys said Texas, because we've always dreamt of Texas. Like, we're like, that's where we're going. And I think a lot of people who are listening right now are probably like, are you friggin' insane? But like, that's where it's at. It's free there. It's lovely there. Besides their major snowfall, which I feel like we're Albertans and we can get through that no problem.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Like, we would be the most prepared ones in that situation, like helping out our neighbors and.
Yeah.
This is how you get rid of ice, guys.
Yeah. We'll shovel you out. No problem. I mean, that one dump of snow that we had like 2 months ago, I shoveled literally all day.
Yeah.
All day. All day long. And it's like.
My hip injury this year is I didn't shovel one.
Good for you. Yeah. I guess there's one per K. Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
So did you guys do anything at the beginning of COVID to like kind of keep sane at home, or were you just kind of
like, oh my god, I was adorable. I like had all these cute little things planned, and I was like I actually even got some memories on my Facebook the other day of just like, this is what we did, and it was like fort building today. Like, we built like our whole main floor was a fort, and then we did like a lot of slime days, which I wasn't really a slime mom because I just like don't have any fucking time or patience for it.
And so we did everything.
Yeah, exactly. Hair, everything. And then we did like make your own pizza. We cooked together. We ordered like a ton of board games off Amazon.
That's a good idea.
We did a lot of baking, and then we like started planting like early on, cause I have like grow lights and everything. So we started doing like all the things, and then it was like, okay, then they figured out like online school and everything. And it was like, holy fuck. I definitely like took on way more than I could actually process. But I was like borderline excited.
Yeah, it was definitely, I think, nice to have a little bit of control and like, mm-hmm. things go a little more simple again.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's been too long now.
Oh, it's been so long. And honestly, like, the online school was a freaking nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I don't blame anybody, because I just don't think anybody's ready for that. But
Well, and I think it was hard because, I mean, I don't know about your guys' school district, but I felt for ours, it was so different dependent on the teacher that you had. So
for sure it was.
Work uploaded once a month and you could kind of just do it at your own pace. We were getting every single morning. It was a completely new. And I mean, she was in the second grade. It was like 50 different click-ons, and where it was telling me that it was going to be maybe 3 to 4 hours a day of schooling, we were doing like 7 or 8 hours a day. And
that was going to be my next question. Like, she had to be on there for that long, hey?
Yeah, and she also has some learning disabilities too, so they just like almost expected her to keep up with every other kid in the class on top of all of the other things that we do as moms.
Yep.
And I mean, our kids aren't used to learning in their home environment. That's where they usually let loose and aren't so structured. So I think it was extra hard that way.
Well, and no kid is sitting still for that long and staring at a screen. I don't even care. Is that a dog or a child?
That's a dog. I don't throw things at my kids.
I mean, I don't know, maybe. Or is it your hubby? I should have asked that.
If I aimed higher, it would have been the husband.
I just watched Amanda whip a pen across the room, so I just wondered who it was at, that's all.
We got fresh snow, and my Pomeranian's like, oh my god, just let me touch it. I gotta go.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. No, the school thing was awful. I feel like, you know, they had to be online at certain times of the day. My husband was still working and I was still working. So it was like, you know, if my stepdaughter was home, I was able to like leave them together for like a couple hours and then I can come back and help. But like, they always friggin' scheduled the online stuff while I had to be somewhere and my hubby had to be somewhere. So then like my son, and my stepdaughter missed like so much because I was like, I can't just leave them home alone all the time. So too bad. We'll just log on later and try and figure it out. But
full disclosure, I think it was like June 4th or 5th, like very early June. And I remember her teacher called me and we were pretty caught up. Like we did I was killing myself, but like we were pretty caught up. I would say about 75 or 80%. And she called me one day and I remember my boys were just having a meltdown and I was hiding in the garage trying to like find a quiet space to have this conversation. I'm holding the door closed. They're trying to get in.
Yeah.
And she was like lecturing me about how important it is for these kids to keep up. And I'm like, lady, So I just remember sitting in the garage crying and I called my husband after and I was like, she's done school for the year. Like, I've had enough.
Yep.
Absolutely not. Like,
no, what is important is survival. Everyone figuring out what they're supposed to be doing. And they're not supposed to be sitting there like that for that long, especially if she has a learning disability. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know about you guys, but I didn't leave my house because in Edmonton, it was like people were like shaming you for bringing your kids out in public for the longest time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And especially because mine are so young and they're still like,
that makes sense,
in the produce aisle and stuff. So it was a little bit tougher that way, but
that makes sense.
Yeah. And because I had three of them and they were all like decently young. Mm-hmm. I didn't take them out in March, April, or May. I think it was middle of May. We finally started going out. And I remember we went to the park one day and my hubby ripped off all the caution tape off of the park structure and we just let them go and run and play, and that was just that was it for us.
And god, like, there's nothing that was my breaking point, was the parks and like caution taping all the parks and stuff. I thought there is no, and I still to this day I kick myself for not taking pictures of that because I still can't believe
that
ever happened. But I was like you guys, I didn't bring them out really unless I needed to. But it, like, again, my stepdaughter's old enough that I could, the grocery store is literally a minute drive away from me, so I could at least run and go do those things or just wait. But I was the guinea pig, so I was the one, for some reason I was the guinea pig of, well, you can go out and get all the stuff. And I was like the errand runner. And then it was like, I would come home and like do all the things and shower and blah, blah, blah. I was like thinking back, I'm like, God, what a crock of shit. But
right.
But it's good to know that I'm the disposable one anyway. But you guys are doing time capsules, aren't you?
So we actually started one March last year, like right when things happened. I remember on Facebook, there was like a printout activity set. So I was like, okay, sweet. This will keep them busy for at least 9 minutes.
Yeah, 9 minutes.
Three copies. I sat them all down. There was like, it was one of those, this is how old I am, and these are my interests right now, and blah, blah, blah. And then there was a sheet to fill out how you celebrate each holiday in quarantine. Mm-hmm. So we filled all that out. We put it in an envelope. But over the last year, we've definitely added to it. So like a friend of mine was given bedazzled face goggles with shields. And she was like, my aunt thinks I'm going to wear these to work, and I'm obviously not going to. So if you want to put them in your time capsule.
Oh, I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah, just like things like that. But it's interesting how our outlook has changed in a year. And I mean, I said to my husband the other day, like, it's, I keep saying to people, hindsight is going to be so interesting looking back on this. But it's also interesting, the phrase hindsight is 2020. So I think 2020 is going to be the year that really opened up a lot of people's eyes to a lot of different things.
Yeah. And whatever it is that your opinion is, or whatever it is that you've researched or whatever, it's funny how, I mean, it's not really that funny, but it's crazy how divided.
Yeah.
It's literally made everybody. And so much so that, you know, even for our kids now, it's like, they're arguing at school, or they're arguing because their parents obviously think one way, and obviously another kid's parents think another way. And it's like, obviously it rubs off on those kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's also something I feel like everyone has just been so bombarded the last 12, 13 months, like no mm-hmm. one's gotten a break from it, right? So these kids mm-hmm. have definitely picked things up. And I don't know about you, but I started noticing like, virus books in the kids section.
And
things like that, right? But I think this is one of the first times in history for us anyways, in the last couple of decades, where you really have to pick a side and have an opinion, because everybody does.
Oh man, everybody does. You know what? I've like really just taken a backseat to it the last month or so, I would say. I'm so sick of everyone being so divided. Like, yeah. And I'm not saying I was perfect in it. Obviously, I had my opinions too, and I do have my opinions, but I'm just like, I'm so done arguing with people. And
yeah,
just like, just even going out is like a chore, and it's like you have to be on defense at all times.
Yeah. I've noticed that lately, like simple things that used to be, like a treat or something that was like a break of the day. Like I used to love dropping my kids off at my girlfriend's house and just like strolling through Winners for an hour and buying junk that I don't need.
Yeah. And
now it's like you've either are suffocating, or someone's following you around telling you to put a mask on or pull up a mask or social distance, or it's just nuts. It's so overwhelming.
Yeah. Honestly, I'm pretty much done with most of everybody's bullshit, but and their rules and what they think is correct. And even though they're just people who work at a store and they have no scientific or medical background, but I'm just I don't know, I'm just kind of done. We pretty much just do our thing. Now that the weather's getting nicer, we are spending like a hell of a lot more time. Like I'm just like, let's go west. Let's just keep going west. We're going west this weekend. We're climbing a mountain, or we're going to go out to, you know, grandparents' acreage or whatever. Cause I'm just those people that you are running into that are out in the mountains are normal, and no one's talking about COVID, and no one's talking about being scared. Everyone's breathing fresh air, and they're just like so friendly.
Yeah. It's interesting for us because we moved north beginning of October, and masks actually didn't get mandated up here until end of October.
I remember.
So it was nice for a little bit. But I definitely, it's overwhelming to us. Like when we went down to Edmonton for my surgery, like it was a lot more intense in the bigger city than it was up north. So I totally understand wanting to like escape a little bit.
Yeah, no, yeah, like we're definitely in the bigger city. I feel like our little section of the city, because we're like almost out of Calgary.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little more lax than other places. But I know like my sister-in-law, she lives in like more of a downtown vibey like community, and she's done. Like she's out.
Those damn hipsters.
Total hipsters, man. And it's like everyone wanted to be in this location where, you know, there is bars and, you know, close to all the, you know, the scenes of Calgary, and it's just not there anymore. And if it is, like, people don't really want to be there.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Like, I mean, like you said, for both of our situations, we didn't really affect our parenting time too much. But mm-hmm. I remember at the beginning in Facebook groups, it was either one extreme or another, right? Like it almost seems like you either agree and it was fine, or you didn't agree and shit hit the fan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And like I've seen a lot of posts about high conflict. I'm going to say moms because I'm obviously in stepmom groups, so I'm seeing high conflict bio mom stories, but I'm sure it happened on both sides. But high conflict parents who are using the restrictions and all the COVID bullshit basically just to keep their kids away from the other parent.
Yeah. And like I think we were talking about this last time we chatted last week, but it's like some people still haven't seen their kids.
Yeah. I can't even imagine that. Especially at this point, we're a year in and everyone just seems pretty comfortable going ahead like this for who knows how long.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's so many contradictions about everything that's where I'm more pissed than anything, because it's like there's so many contradictions.
Yeah.
And yet we weren't allowed to see our family for Christmas.
Yeah.
But like, you know, hockey's on TV or they had the Super Bowl or whatever. And it's like, I'll be damned. I'm not one of those people that's like, yeah, well, you know, that's how it is. Like if I wasn't seeing my child because of COVID and then there was Super Bowl on the TV, I'd be going and getting my kid.
Hell yeah.
Like, exactly. That'd be that.
Yeah.
But I know everybody again has their opinions on it and everything. And like last thing I would ever want is for anything bad to happen to anybody. But it's just like,
I think that's the problem, is at first it was very much like, whatever you have to do to protect your family, go ahead and do that. And, you know, some people wore masks and some people didn't, and some people completely isolated and whichever. And now it's completely, I mean, most places aren't even honoring medical exemptions. So
no.
Really gone from far one way to completely another way.
Yeah. Well, it's gone from choices to no choice. And that's where, you know, no one's in charge of their own health.
Yeah.
Anymore, according to that. But, you know, in the beginning, you know, my father-in-law, he very much, he follows the non-mainstream media side of things, and they were already calling this.
Yeah.
And he was already ready. Like he was like, you know, the virus is, it's going to happen and it's real and it's coming, and load up on your, like, I remember he came to each one of our houses and was like, vitamin C, like chaga mushroom, your vitamin D, like get it in ya. And you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
I haven't been sick all year.
Yeah. We take those chaga mushroom capsules.
Yeah. They're amazing. And that's more my opinion, like to each their own. If you want to wear a mask, you want to wash up, you want to do all the things and do all the things, but like, why not let us build up our immunity too? Like let's.
Yeah. Do you remember like chicken pox parties back in the day?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I went to one.
Right?
Best time ever. And I got chicken pox, and then yeah, I don't know, I don't even really remember what happened there, because I'm pretty sure they left me at my grandma's while I had chicken pox. But anyway, it's just like we all made it through all the things, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think this is just going to be another thing that we all look back on and maybe remember it a little bit differently. But
yeah.
We want to open our time capsule in 2040. So I told my husband, I think cool. It'd be interesting to write like a prediction of maybe how things end up going, or what may have happened behind the scenes of COVID.
I'm so scared about my predictions. I don't know. Like, I don't even know what to predict because it's so hard. I don't even know what's going to happen next.
I feel like I'm so open to anything at this point. Like,
roll with the punches kind of thing.
Yeah. Like, even when I talk to my grandma pretty often and she's very open-minded and, yeah, every once in a while, I'm just like, I would be surprised at absolutely nothing anymore. And she's like, me too. If the aliens come, they come.
That's next on the list, right? Remember when it was like the murder hornets? Like, did they ever happen or was that a thing?
Ugh, who knows at this point.
I was like, there's murder hornets now?
I was eating raw cookie dough the other day and I was like, I wonder if dying of eating raw cookie dough is the same as something else that people like to hype up.
Yeah.
I'm still going to eat raw cookie dough.
Is it a thing anymore? Or maybe if we talk about it, it'll incite some fear.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Your local news station.
That's right. Do you think there were many effects on your kids?
Yeah.
All of this?
A lot, actually. I feel like not so much my youngest and my stepdaughter, but my middle, Carson, is he's a positive little being.
Yeah.
And we both just like our routine. And normally I like to take them out in the morning and either meet up with a friend or go for a walk or a play date or indoor play place, like something. And then we spend our afternoons at home doing whatever. Mm-hmm. But I like my routines. And then I feel like COVID was just like, ha ha.
Nice try.
Yeah. And for a long time, like I said, when we went to the park and just took the caution tape down and let them go nuts, like the first probably dozen times we tried to take them to the park, they were like apprehensive almost. And no, the park's closed. We can't go. I'm like, no, buddy, we're going. You want to go play? Let's go play. So it's just hard not having my kids trust me almost when I'm saying like, no, we can go. Things are open. Because more than once we've, like, I remember when it first started, we tried to go to their favorite indoor play area and we got kicked out because they were like just over capacity, which was like a new rule they'd gotten that day. So I had to carry both of my toddlers out screaming and crying, and they were just so sad. And
yeah,
just like little things like that. I know that's kind of like a first world problem, but
totally. But I get it. I get what you're saying. Right?
Like, they're just, I feel like mine are just at hard ages where they don't understand what's going on at all. They just are like, what the hell? Are we in trouble because now we don't get to do X, Y, Z?
Yeah.
So that's pretty important
for me. Your kids are at such a tough age. They're so little. And I honestly, I didn't even really think of it like that. I feel like I'm at least able in some way, shape, or form to, I'm able to explain it to them.
Yeah.
In a way. But yeah, your kids are so little. It's like, no, we just can't go. And then that's just like, you know, the end of the world. Cause it's like their favorite place to go.
Yeah. It was tough on them. Thankfully, like I said, the weather is getting nicer and whichever. So it's nice to open that up, but it's rough. I mean, I think each stage is hard. Like, I know I have some friends who have older teenage kids, and one particular has been suicidal, especially the last few months. And his hockey keeps getting canceled, but he's watching NHL on the TV, like you said. Like, it's hard for them when, you know, I think we all as humans need something to look forward to and something that is just for us. And everything was taken away from our kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, but we completely did a 180 to everything that you were supposed to do as a good parent. You know, reduce screen time and socialize your kids and make sure blah, 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 blah. And now it's like completely opposite. Please stick your kid in their bedroom with their iPad and make sure that they have at least 10 hours of screen time a day.
No, but and I refuse, but I'm also really lucky to be able to figure it out so that they don't have to do that. But for, you know, people who are having to like either go to work or work from home, but are like fully committed that they need to be on their computer at all times and not parent, like, what the hell is that doing for your kids? Like, and then you have to choose.
Well, that they can't have other people in their home for help.
Yeah. Like, there's just no way. So it's like at some point or another, I feel like everyone's had to break the rules a little bit at some point.
Yeah, and actually, I think that's my favorite thing is, like you said, almost everyone is breaking at least one or two of the rules and making exceptions for themselves while also
trashing other people.
Right? Because they're breaking different rules than what they think is acceptable.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. I just don't have enough time in my day to call anybody out on all of this stuff, but it's just like, really, if you want to go that route, like, I was taught to mind my own fucking business.
Yeah. I agree. And yeah. It's interesting because, I mean, I don't think it gets talked about enough, like, the invisible load that moms and blended families have.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I think it just doubled in the last year with all the information and analyzing every single thing you did with your family and where you went. And
Yeah, absolutely. And still to this day, I mean, I know the kids are allowed to go back to school and everything. And obviously, between two homes, homeschool just wasn't really an option for my stepdaughter, obviously, with yours too, because it's like, we're not consistent enough on anything.
It's interesting, actually, because my stepdaughter's bio mom actually did want to homeschool her at first.
Really?
Like, she lasted 4 days.
Oh, really?
Text my husband, yeah, she's enrolled at such and such.
You're like, okay, sounds good. It's tough. It's not easy. I was able to at least homeschool, but I mean, our eyes were open to a whole new world of homeschooling. Like, I literally did not know that there were so many different types of homeschooling. Like, you could literally just, if COVID wasn't happening, you could literally just teach your kid through travel.
Yeah.
And be totally like free. And that's how your kid learns. And I was like, shit. Before
COVID, I did want to homeschool the boys, mostly for that reason. I think it's just nice to kind of have the freedom to enjoy life a little bit more than just on your weekends and your 2 weeks of vacation per year.
Yeah.
So now that all the restrictions and certain things are in place in the schools, it was definitely just like you're definitely homeschooling now.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are so many different options, and you can be able to like incorporate it into your daily life with your kids without it just being pen and paper sitting at the table.
Well, do you see them just like, and I don't think I really noticed it again, COVID's been a huge eye opener for me about life, but, you know, I've really just noticed, like, I mean, my son is like your middle son. He's very emotional. He's can be very anxious. He likes his routine. And just the slightest little thing, bump in the road, can like really throw him off. And he's a good social kid. He loves school. He loves his friends. But like being separated from us every day in the morning was a pain in the ass to get him into school.
Yeah.
And he would cry. And like every day he would cry. And it was like maybe 1 or 2 days out of the whole school year that he didn't cry. And he's always had a stomach ache. And it was like, man, like the mom guilt was insane. Cause I'm like, why am I sending him, or should I keep him, or is that enabling? And so anyway, we just, since homeschooling him, he hasn't had one stomach ache. He hasn't cried. He hasn't shown any type of like anxious behavior. He's just been like so much growth, I would say.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to be able to like enjoy that time with him and see the progress for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Like and I can see what his strengths and his weaknesses are and kind of help him one-on-one with that instead of just like finding out mid year or at the end of the year and then going, oh, well, we'll try again next year kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree with you there.
So there's a problem.
I have a couple friends that have kids around the same age as me, and actually, one of them only chose to homeschool because I was homeschooling. So she's like, all right, well, we'll just do it together then.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, it's nice because, I mean, my kids don't technically have to start. Well, my oldest doesn't technically have to start until this fall is optional, but 2022, he would have to start for sure. But he's already, both of them are surpassed where they should be, even for like kindergarten, grade one. So
that's wonderful.
Right? I'm like, I mean, if I can keep them home and they can be ahead and enjoy life and get more time with us, like, why not?
Yeah, like life experiences, you know, spending time with family and like having your close-knit people, I think is in a way like so much better. And not that I'm not even against school, like I'm not, like obviously my stepdaughter goes to it and she loves it and everything, but it's kind of interesting, I don't know, the different route to take.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, I mean, you get to see, same with us, I guess, we get to see both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I'm not against school either, but I think it can be very dependent on the teacher that your child gets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not being in control is hard for a lot of us.
Oh yeah. Well, yep. That's us. That's definitely us. Yeah, I guess.
Do you feel like you and your hubby had to do anything different to kind of keep balance in your relationship with all of the changes?
Well, I don't so much think that so much changed for him. Like, I mean, besides his workload and everything at work and, you know, the different changes he's had there, like he's been, I feel like, way more stressed out just because he's like, what we're doing is pretty ridiculous and, it's a waste. And, you know, there's so many team meetings and there's this and there's that. So I feel like we're really good at balancing when someone has a bad day. So if he has a bad day, it's like, okay. And it's like really, really bad. I'm really good at just like being, okay, like I'm the strong one here. We'll talk about it. We'll get through it. Blah, blah, blah. But then there's been days where I have, you know, like I have my own business. I have the kids to be their person literally at all times. I have homeschooling, obviously. I have therapy appointments. I have this, I have that. And I have breakdowns sometimes. Like it's too much.
Yeah. I don't know. If there's a mom out there who said she doesn't cry in the bathroom on occasion, yeah, she is lying.
Yeah. No, you do. Everybody does it at some point. I do. I mean, I feel like I was talking to my friend the other day. She's like, you should probably have more of those. I was like, yeah. Maybe I should. I don't feel like I need any more, but there's just every now and then. I mean, the other day I was just, or I guess even on the one of my Facebook posts, it was like, I'm done today.
Yeah.
It's bath. It's candle. No one's friggin' talking to me. I'm done. I can't handle anybody anymore, which is so funny because I think most people are like dying for more social interaction. And I'm like, no.
No. Actually the other, on the weekend, we went to a friend's house and a group of us got together and played radio bingo.
What's radio bingo?
You go get your cards ahead of time and you all just sit in the living room and like eat and drink and you listen to the bingo thing over the radio and then you call in if you win.
That's hilarious. So, I love that.
I used to play bingo when I was pregnant and I was on bed rest because what else do you do?
Not much.
But I mean, the old ladies are mean at real bingo. So radio bingo is not as intimidating.
Radio bingo is better.
So I do crave socialization in certain situations, but I think this year has really made me pay attention to how certain friends and family and acquaintances make me feel when I'm around them.
Definitely.
I just feel so drained by so many things that are going on that I'm like, why am I hanging out with people that make me feel more drained? Like, where is my girlfriend that makes me feel like my cup is overflowing when I see her? Or,
yeah,
you know, like those people I just think have become so much more special and I'm not trying to take them for granted.
Yeah. Yeah, no, 100%. I feel the exact same way. And honestly, it's like really put a huge, like, because obviously, like you, I live away from most of my family, and I'm cool. I'm, like, way cool with that right now. I am so
And, like, it's funny because both of our families are in Ontario, which, if anybody knows about what's going on in Canada right now, it's, like,
very divided.
It's very crazy over there. Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, I feel the same way. When I talk to my family from Ontario, I'm like, no, that's wrong.
And not only, okay, so even if obviously we think we're, you know, we know better and blah, 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 but it's like, look at how you're living right now. You are so fearful.
Mm-hmm.
You are so obsessive. your health is deteriorating. I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but like your mental health is completely like gone. And I'm just over here like enjoying myself as much as I can. You know what I mean? Like if I could do more, I would be doing more.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I actually feel like I end up like, I'm definitely an empath, so I can feel everyone's emotions. But even through the phone, I can like take in their panicky.
Yeah.
Like they just are, I don't know, it's draining even being around them. And my sister has come out to visit twice since this all has started from Ontario. And every, like when they're out here, they're always like, wow, it's so chill here. And so for us to be overwhelmed, I can't even imagine being there right now.
No. And just everybody blaming everybody for everything. I had a few friends that, you know, I still talk to. And like, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I have my little like squad there on social media, right? Because it's like all people that I don't feel like I was very close with prior to moving out here. But now it's like,
you found
they're just people. Living. Yeah, they're just living kind of the same way. And I guess some people could argue that that makes us selfish, but like we've always been selfish.
Yeah.
As humans, right? Like we've always done our own thing and lived how we wanted. And yeah, like I don't feel like I'm putting anybody in any danger. I'm not putting my family at risk. We're just living life. We've upped, you know, like that's the thing. They're like, oh, you're not like wearing triple masks, but like, has anybody talked about their diet? Is everybody getting enough sleep? Are you exercising?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I'm just like telling my kids to eat extra oranges during the day. And
yeah. Call it a day, man. Like maybe don't buy McDonald's today.
A couple days I remember to put their vitamin D drops in their drink. And
yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
I want healthy, happy kids. Let's just agree with that, right?
Yeah, I think that's something too, that like healthy eating is a luxury at this point in society, unfortunately. So yeah. I think for a lot of people, it's easier just to sanitize their hands and put their mask on and not actually put thought into long-term sustainable options.
Right, because if this type of thing comes at us full force again in the future, like, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I said, that's the lesson I've learned or have taught my kids throughout all this is, like, this is why it's extremely important to just, like, take care of your body and your mind. Like,
yeah. Honestly, and ever since the toilet paper shortage of 2020, I don't throw away odd socks anymore. I have a whole bag of odd socks downstairs. If I ever need them one day, I have them.
Good for you. That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
I end up making my kids wear them to like dust the house or something, but
when? Yeah. Or wipe your ass. Who knows?
Exactly.
That was my
fan again.
If we're going to talk about any type of fears during this whole thing, mine was literally a food shortage. I just thought everyone was going to be so crazy that we weren't going to get any food. And I was freaked out about that. That's like, okay, why we started planting food.
Do you know, I was thankful in that situation because my kids were 11 months apart. So we all know how much I hate winter. I am not you in that aspect. There's no Amanda hiking up a mountain and enjoying the crisp snow. That's just not
a darn it thing. We're going to do our podcast on top of a mountain next.
I will need a helicopter. But yeah, I don't like taking my kids outside when it's cold. So I like to have, like I shop at Costco.
Yep.
But I was always kind of stocked up on things because if I don't feel like leaving the house for a week or two, then I just don't.
Yep.
But yeah, it was weird. And then I remember at one point people were like, well, you can just do grocery pickup orders. Like, you don't have to be selfish and take your kids to the store. And then you go online to do like just a quick grocery order pickup. And it's like, your order can be picked up in 3.5 weeks. That's our first available slot.
Like, oh, seriously? Cool. I never even did that.
Yeah, I tried at first and I was like, this is insane. So I remember the first couple grocery trips I did. I parked in a parking lot. My girlfriend would come and meet me after work and she would sit in her vehicle beside mine. And I would just let the kids eat donuts and I would run in for like 3 days worth of groceries, and back home I went, like,
and waiting in those lines too, hey?
Yeah. And yeah, it's just so crazy to think about. I can't imagine having, like, to be still doing those things. I can't imagine. I would just feel so drained and exhausted. Like, it's just not worth it for me and my family.
No, I don't even, sometimes they're like you said about winners. I love winners too. And even now, like, sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm going to winners, 'cause I don't have any kids on me, and I'll go and I'll see a lineup and I'm like,
Oh yeah, no, I refused. Well, I don't like the snow. So there is no me, like, I just won't. Like, I've even made my husband, like, drive me places, and we get there and there's a line. I'm like, meh, wasn't that important? Take me home.
That was a fun little drive. Maybe we should get a coffee at Timmy's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like, oh, shit. If there's a lineup, I've lost my heart on. That's it.
Oh, especially if, like, I don't know, Chris, like, my husband has taken the kids before and waited in a lineup just to go into, like, the dollar store or something. But he's like, mm-hmm. I promised them, so now I can't just, like, turn around.
Yeah, gotta go in, gotta go in. Oh, man, yeah. And then, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, obviously we all feel this as moms anyway, but, like, the mom guilt of all of this has, like, really taken its toll on me, I think, because I think at the end of the day, we just think, like, we can protect them, we can guide them and everything. And, like, even, I mean, my son today was just like, I hate COVID. Like, I hate COVID. I'm done with it. How do we stop it? How do we figure this out? And I'm just like, buddy, it might just be here for a really long time. But it also might be something that we just work through, and it just becomes like the flu, right?
Yeah.
So it'll just be something that comes and goes. And
well, not that long ago, I was asking the boys, I was like, do you guys want to go upstairs and make supper with mommy? And my middle was like, no, I want to make friends. It's like, I'm like, my heart is just breaking.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I do have quite a few friends up here with kids. So they actually have a babysitter that one of my best stepmom friends, actually.
Oh, hey.
She has two stepdaughters and they're great. They've both babysat for me before. But yeah, Lila, the boys just love her. And when she leaves, they're like, I want my Wawa back. And
oh, that's so nice that you have somebody, though. That's so cool.
Yeah, she came and picked them up the one day and took them to the park and had her stepmom meet her with her two younger siblings that the boys really love. So that was beautiful. Nice. It definitely helps.
Oh, that definitely helps to have at least, you know, some type of somebody that you can use. And I feel like for a long time we didn't really have anybody. Like, we have my in-laws who are always wonderful and would drive to the ends of the earth for anybody or any one of us, but they lived a couple hours away, so it was a little bit tough. But now they live closer. That's and you know, we're hopefully can be able to do somewhat of a like a date night, or even just like an alone night once a month or something would be like super cool.
Yeah. Do you guys, have you tried doing like home date nights or?
Ugh, no. I mean, I don't know. What do you justify as like, we're not creative enough, but we're just like so dead at the end of the night that we're like, it's like a date night for us is like, want to watch something together?
You know? I feel like when my husband and I first met, so we lived in this, it was like a little lake house basically, but it was, I've always lived in big cities and I'm definitely a city girl, and it was about 45 minutes out of the city. So there was nothing around. And so we had to kind of get creative with outside dates, and we would like play Battleship and drink wine or
yep.
Like little things like that. So we have, I mean, it's different now with so many damn kids running around and
totally
interrupting, but we do try to do some of those things, or we've been trying to read books together lately, which has been nice.
That's a nice idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really nice idea. I feel like we just mostly do movie nights. We might have like the odd card night or something like that. Or just like if it's really nice out, well, our favorite thing to do in the summer is just to sit out on the deck. And like we end up having like the craziest conversations just being outside of our home and sitting on a deck. It's like being at a pub or something, you know?
Yeah, actually, all of our snow melted last week, and we have a little bistro set on our deck, and we went and sat out there. But we see like crazy northern lights up here, so that's what we usually do in the summer.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
We'll have to come sit on your bistro and take a peek. Yeah, no, there's definitely been way too many things, and I really hope that it starts to – I hate new normal. I don't want it. I just hope it goes back to
outside.
Oh man, just shoot me. But I really hope that they're able to just get back to somewhat of a routine, but it's just hard because I feel like such an ass, because like one kid's going to school and one kid's not, and it's just what works for both of them, I guess, right now. But it's like two completely ridiculous different things.
Yeah, I think that's the hardest part about doing all this in a blended family. And I mean, I can't even imagine if we were on different pages about virtual or in class or what restrictions to follow. And like, I just feel for all families this year.
I've just seen so many like posts on the stepmom groups too of just like, you know, I heard so-and-so went to so-and-so's house, or they were in contact with somebody else. And like, that's not fair because, you know, they have like, you know, maybe an elderly grandma or something that lives with them. And it's just like, I can't even imagine that type of dynamic right now.
No, me either. Especially putting that kind of like fear into your children, that they think if they go to a birthday party with mom, they're going to come home and kill grandma.
Yeah. Or it's like, it's very confusing because I'm pretty sure the four of us, from what I gather, what my stepdaughter, you know, talks about, I'm pretty sure we're all kind of on the same page of like where we're at with COVID. But like they go to the store and they wear masks. And, you know, her grandma, I guess, is like very like COVID feared, like she's very afraid of it. And she takes like all sorts of like crazy. She even once sanitized my stepdaughter's straw.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we're like, no, she's not allowed to do that. But but even at our house, like we don't do certain things, like we don't wear masks, and they do. So I think that's a little bit confusing to her too. And we always say, like, I mean, whatever you want to do at the end of the day,
yeah,
like do it. Like, we're not going to pressure you to just not wear one, but we're not. That's just how we feel about it or whatever. So she'll bring it with her, but she most of the time doesn't wear one.
My kids honestly will wear like Captain America masks to the store or like.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even blame them.
Yeah. And I remember my husband, I was like, our youngest just refuses to go to the store without his mask on. And because we don't put our kids in masks either. And I sent him of him in his little Captain America one, and he was like, oh my god, that's not what I thought you were meaning.
But at the end of the day, don't you think that's a bit of an, it makes people smile at the store?
Yeah. And you know what, I feel like I mean, I haven't really been harassed or anything. I think being confident in your choices and decisions makes a big difference on how people approach you.
Yeah, I
do find a lot of the time, like when I go shopping, I will specifically go earlier in the morning and leave myself extra time because I get stopped by old people all the time, and they just want to talk. And like, especially because my kids are younger and I'm biased, but they're cute. So I mean, I just feel bad for all these people who just want to socialize. And you know, if letting my kid babble some words at you while they're being pushed around in a cart makes your day, then awesome.
Good for you. I think that's needed. I think most people do need that right now. I know there's lots of kids that like look at me like I have five heads because like my face is showing.
Yeah.
Like they're just, no one's used to that anymore. And I think that kind of makes me sad, but
yeah, I make up everybody who stares at me.
Yeah. And that's not even like no hate on anybody who's wearing a mask. It's just like, to me, I just walk by and I'm like, cool. If that was your choice, that was your choice.
Yeah. Exactly. But that's where it needs to be, on both sides.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I don't mind being respectful and giving everybody their space. And
for sure.
I mean, we'll wait and hold back a little bit if somebody's shopping and they obviously are a bit more nervous. Like, I don't mind that at all, but I'm not going to parent my kids a different way to make someone else feel better.
100%. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy times we're in, man.
I can't wait to go deeper into this topic. I think we both have so many opinions, and I think there's a lot of people out there. I think there's a silent majority out there, personally.
There is, and I think it's one of those things where, like, you know, I don't want people to listen to this and just think, like, oh, they just think they know. But it's like, that's just our opinion, and whatever happened to having an opinion, and if you don't like it, then that's okay. Move along.
And I think what people need to remember is a lot of the people, us, myself included, who are against a lot of these restrictions, didn't start out that way. We really start out with, you know, whatever we can do to help. And
throw another pen.
Yeah, anyways, but yeah, we started out, you know, following everything and doing what we were told, essentially. But, you know, like, a lot of time has gone by for people to look into things on their own and create their own opinions and gain different perspective, I guess. So,
yeah, and to each their own.
Yeah. But I think it's unfortunate if I appreciate the people who are willing to have open conversations with other people that they don't agree with and share information, because I think that's the only way we can come together and move forward.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what we're just lacking nowadays, is just like an understanding of having a difference in opinion and maybe, you know, having different, you know, research. You know, that's how it's always been since the beginning of time. And so I don't know why that changes now, but seriously, not bashing anybody who wants to make a choice to, you know, think they're protecting their family. I mean, I think we're, at the end of the day, I think we're all on the same page of, like, yeah, none of us want anything bad to happen to anybody.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, yeah, we've gotten way too divided in this whole topic. And I think everyone just needs to come together in some sort of respectful way, or what are we teaching our kids?
Nothing. Nothing good anyway. We're teaching them to just be right fighters, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Cool. So I can't wait to, we will dive more into this. I know there should be a part two to this. So I think pretty much we're going to wrap this one up. So we just want to thank you for listening to Another Mother Podcast and being a part of our community. And remember, no matter how unique your situation, you are not alone.
To be a part of the show, make an episode topic suggestion, or to share your story, please email info@anothermotherpodcast.ca. Thanks for being a part of our community.